Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus Moshe ben Pasadena, and for Yisrael Simcha ben Rachalea, and for Avdava Hanech Mordechai ben Frida Simcha and Gilashana bas Necha Gittel. And we are continuing our series of shiurim in Iyune Hadaf Hayomi and Chulin Daf Tes Amid Beis. There is a very chashuv tosis. What tosis isn't chashuv? Dibur Amaschil Hasam Hilchos Agamiri Lamisota. And we're not going to learn the whole Tosfos, but it's important to know that Tosfos says that we learn from Sota to be Matayr. We know that Sota, first of all, is the klal, is the paradigm, is the model that Sufik Tumah Birshus Hayachid is Tumah, Sufik Tumah Birshus Harabim is Tar. Why you learn this from Anisha Sota? Because when she secluded herself in a man Birshus Hayachid in a private place, so you assume something happened, something inappropriate happened. You assume she was Nitmeh. When she's in a public place, so then you assume that nothing happened. So that's the... That's going to be always now in Tumah. If it's in a private place, you assume there was Tumah. And if it's in a public place, you assume that there wasn't Tumah. That's because Sota is the Limud, Sota is the model. So Tosa says that we learn from Sota to be Matara B'Shus HaRabim, even if there's no Cheskas Tara. Even if there's no Cheskas Tara, still we learn from Sota to be Matara B'Shus HaRabim. Fractosis towards the end, if that's true, then... that we're Matara, Sufik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, even when there's no Cheskas Tara, but then how can we learn from Sota? Sota has a Cheskas Tara. This woman has a Cheskas Tara. So since the model after which the halachas of Tumah follow, we're talking about where the woman has a Cheskas Tara, so how do you learn even when there's no Cheskas Tara? How do you learn from Rishus HaRabim? We say Safek Tumah, the person is Tar, even when there's no Cheskas Tara. Maybe it's only when there is a Cheskas Tara, like Sota is a Cheskas Tara. And says Tosfos, no, by Sota there's really no Cheskas Tara. Why? Because he told her that, I don't want you to seclude yourself with this gentleman. And she secluded herself with this gentleman. So Memela, he was Makana here, she was Nistera. And Raglaim Ladovar, that something happened. And Ein Apotropos L'Arayos, we know in today's world. And today's world has been since time immemorial. If you leave a man and a woman alone together, you know, a lot of times something bad is going to happen, particularly if she was already forewarned, two warned plus two warned, if she was already forewarned by her husband not to seclude herself with this man, and she secluded herself with this man, so that's raglam ladavar, that something happened. Epis is geschehen, something inappropriate happened. So that's what we're assuming. So that means that Zerayus now in her Cheskas Tara. So Sota doesn't really have a Cheskas Tara. So that means that also when we learn, for example, Safik Tumah Birshus HaRabim is Tar, even if there's no Cheskas Tara, we're still going to be Mitair, because if Sota doesn't have a Cheskas Tara, we learn from Sota. Sota lives Zerayus on her Cheskas Tara. There's an impediment in her Cheskas Tara because she was secluding herself with this man. And Raglaim Ladavar, Israel Achaz Chaser, Tosfos says. Now Tosfos asks, Vim Toymar, Kol Safik Tumah Birshus Hayachid Menal Ande Tameh, Chadika Cheskas Tara. Since by Sota we say there's no more longer a Cheskas Tara, then now let's go to Safik Tumah Birshus Hayachid. How do we know that the person is Tameh when there is a Cheskas Tara? And if you're going to say, oh, learn from Sota, yeah, but we just concluded that by Sota there's no Cheskas Tara. So now we're turning the question on its head. Originally we asked from Rishus HaRab, now we're asking Rishus HaYachid. How in Rishus HaYachid do we say that somebody is Safik Tumah Birshus HaYachid's Tameh if the person has a Cheskas Tara? By Sota we said there is no Cheskas Tara. And for Tosfos, Ve'eshlomo digarina shaper mi-Sota esal kosef kevadai. We can learn from Sota. Why? Because Sota says that this woman is Vadai Tumeya. Now, we don't pay any attention to her chazaka. But wait a second. By Sota you said there is no chazaka, it's a reisa. The answer is there is a chazaka. Just there's a reisa on the chazaka, but there's a chazaka. So by Sota, there's a cheskas tara, but there's a reisa on the cheskas tara. And yet what do we say when she secluded herself with this man? Vadai. Asa akos of kevadai, like the Gemara says in Sota. The Gemara says in Sota, Vadai. Just because it's a Reisa doesn't mean Vadai, it just means Suffolk. No. We make her like a Vadai. So the fact that we make her like a Vadai, so it's Muchach, that even if there is a Chazaka, Suffolk Tumah, Birshus HaYochid, is Tameh. So if you have suffik tumah birshu seyachat, so by this sota woman asa kosev kivada, even though she has a chazaka. Even though she has a chazaka. But there's a reis in the chazaka. So there's a reis in the chazaka. So you should say, since there's a reis in the chazaka, let's make her the chazaka with a reis. It has a blemish, this chazaka. It's not a pure chazaka. So let's make her suffik tumea. But what do we say? We say, no, she's asked her husband, she's vadei tumea. She's vadei tumea. So what does that mean? It means shalom et chashvim b'chazaka. We don't care about the chazaka's tara. So that means that even if there's a Tos wants to prove from here that even if there's a cheskes tara without a reisa, she's also tumea. Because if we cared about her chazaka, we wouldn't make her vadei tumea. We'd only make her suffik tumea. For the fact we make her vadei tumea, it means lo echpat lanu mea chazaka shela. So therefore, also in suffik tumea seyachid, we don't care about her. We don't care about the person's cheskes tara. So at kan, we did a shtickle in Tosis, and Tosis in Nida has a different lashon. Di alfinan misota she asa hakosuv vaday tmeya. We learn from sota because the pasuk made her vaday tmeya afal gav. The isla chazaka, even though by sota she has a chazaka, that she ain't a tmeya vaday, that she's not vaday tmeya. So look at how strong we go in sota to be metame here. Even though she has a chazaka that she's not tmeya vaday, we make her tmeya vaday. Now, sweet friends, this is madna. This is madna. As Hagoyin HaGodlo of Nosson Gishtetner Zeichat Tzadik Livracha points out, where do we find a chazakah shlilit, a negative chazaka, to say that she has a chazaka that she's not tmeya vadai? Chazaka is an is, it's a positive, it's not a negative. Chazaka that she's not tmeya vadai, and yet we make her tmeya vadai, so we're taking her out of her chazaka. Is it midavalzit? What's the makor, what's the shorish of chazaka? Bayis hamenuga. And what happens in a bayis hamenuga? Bayis with saras. There's a chazaka chiyuvit. That the nega has a shear. So how can we learn chazaka ala shlila? Whenever you're learning from if you have a source for chazaka, it has to follow the source. So that source is a chazaka chivit, that it has a shear of tzaras. So how do you learn a chazaka she'ena tmei avadai? Mazeh. And the Sefer Meinida, he asks another kasha. That was bothering me a little bit, I believe. And that is, that even according to Tosfos, how do we know that we can learn from Sota the Yom Rabbatai Rish Seyachid, even if there's a complete Cheskes Tara? Maybe we're only Metamei Vadai against the Chazaka that she's not Tamei Avadai. So, we go up a Darga, and we make from Safik Vadai. So we have a Safik, Reis and the Chazaka, we're not sure, and then we make a Vadai. But how do we make from a Vadai Tara Vadai Tuma? In the case where she has a Reis and the Chazaka, So we go from the fact that yes, maybe it happened, we have a suffix, and we're gonna make it into a vada. When she walks in stark with a cheskes tara, but if not she, because sota doesn't have, but in a case of tuma, where somebody comes in with a pure cheskes tara, without a reisa, how do you know to make that tame vada? Maybe that's only Tamei Sufik, but we say it's Tamei Vadei. So that's the kash of the main Nida. So that we can answer, that since she has a chazaka, that she's not Tamei Vadei, so it emerges that there's a chazaka vadois that she's not Tamei Vadei. And nevertheless, we're metame her bevadai. Because this suffix, this sota who's a suffix, so she is a chazaka vadois that she's not Tamei Vadei. She has a chazaka in that she's not definitely Tamei. And yet we're metameir Tamei Vadois. So we can learn from there always that even if there's a chazaka Vadois against that chazaka Vadois, we're metameir Tamei Vadois. Because here there's a chazaka Vadois that she's not Tamei Vadei. And yet we're metameir Tamei Vadois, definite Tumah. So we can say always, whenever there's any chazaka Vadois, we can be metame tuma vadois vidok me'od, but still gufa davar kashim me'od minalon. How do we know that such a chazak is effective? It's a chazak of shlilis. Now Tosis in unzer sugya have a different lashon, like I pointed out. Mikol makom yuk minalach eskas lohel liyos vadei tmeya. Beidem right, she has a chazaka that she's not tmeya vadei. Rather, what they mean is that originally she had a cheskas tyra vadai. Now there's a reyasa, so now there's a tyra of suffik. That's a chazaka chiyuvit. Cheskas suffik tyra. So that's a cheskas suffik tyra. Imuk mina la cheskas leos tmei vadai. So why are we? If she's a cheskas suffik tyra, how can we be mitame or bevadai? The answer is that's the chiddush of the Torah, the Seder. But that's not a chazaka shlilit. That's a chazaka chiyuvit. That's a positive chazaka. That she has a chazaka of suffik tara. That's a yes. That's a positive. That's a plus. But Tosis and Nid zok dandrish zok Tosis and Nida islo chazaka she'ena tmei avadai. Come on, what's going on? Chazaka that she's not. Lashon kasha me'od. Reminds me of the Gra. The Gra says that all kinyanim have to be b'chiyuv. So when it says in Pirkei Avos, the Torah is nikneis b'miyut tzchok, b'miyut sicha. So that means you have to miyut shena. Doesn't mean don't do it. That's the kinyan. Don't sleep by the not sleeping and the not laughing and the not shmoozing. No, the kinyan has to be b'chiyuv. You do it. You just do it a little bit. So you also a chazaka has to be b'chiyuv. In the Tshuvas Shivas Tzion, in Siman Ayin Vav, he was omed on the Tos Nida. Where do you find chazaka in the shlila or kasha? And he says that kavanas atosis is. Seems what he means is that there's still a cheska suffik tara. She cheskasa shehayala she itahayra vaday adain loy isra shakinu vastira enin ela suffik venin osin levaday tmeya afilu achi yasi kora matame osa vaday. So he seems to be saying that she has a cheska suffik tara, but that only stims, that only jives with the lashon of Tosis in Chulin, not the lashon of Tosis in Nida. So we're going to apply with the Tzarich Iyun. And Rav Gishtetner tells us to look at the tshuvas of his great-grandfather, the Shevet Sofer and Eben Ezer and Sof Simen Tezayin, and the tshuvas Laris Nasan and Chelek Aleph Simen Nunches, Va'ot Tzarech Iyun, and I welcome comments from all over the globe. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.